Good morning. It is March 10th, 2015. The time is 11:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. A day off from the day job for me. Early start this morning. Already done my weekly radio show that I post up over there on Mixcloud, the Tioga Radio Show, where I play a wannabe radio DJ. One of the many audio platforms that I use on this thing called the internet. It's a good platform. I've been using it, next week will be 3 years now. And I will continue to use it. Just like I'm using the platforms that you can post audio on, the platform formerly known as Audioboo, and the audio platform known as Voicebo. Which this audio is a joint audio that will be posted on both of them because I have that capability. Actually, I'm recording this audio on my iPad mini using the Boss Jock app that I thoroughly love. I use that primarily to do my radio show there on Mixcloud, but some of the audio that I do or have done, can everybody remember Cinch? Yeah, I had a couple audio postings there on Cinch, but that's when I came to find out that there was a better program formerly known as Audioboo, and then shortly after that Voicebo. So the audio platform formerly known as Audioboo and Voicebo, they've been a mainstay for me. I do have a SoundCloud, I do have an iPadio, I do have Bobbler, which is a 30-second thing that you can do audio on, and I have a second Spreaker account because this, the first Spreaker account, when I went to look at it, I couldn't find a password, so I had to start a new one. I don't know what I'm going to be doing with that platform, but it's always interesting to see what type of audio platform there is. So I'm really into the audio platforms as far as looking at them, but as far as posting on this thing called the internet, the audio platform formerly known as Audioboo and Voicebo are my mainstay, and I'm not going anywhere. I did go away for a short time there after they changed the name of the platform formerly known as Audioboo last fall. I was gone for several months. Nobody noticed. No big deal. I'm not losing any sleep over it. Some people were a little bit surprised, but I'm back. Been back on the platform formerly known as Audioboo since I had a sort of a face-to-face and a visit down there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania with our friend at Top Gold on all fine social networks, Bernie Goldbach. And I do appreciate that because it sort of got me refocused on why I'm doing audio. The greater good is to do the audio. That's how I look at it now. Because when you don't do it, you're not here. You don't have a presence. And talking with Bernie, that sort of resonated to the top. And that's why I'm going to be still using the platform formerly known as Audioboo, despite the sign-in wall of doom. Because we have a workaround, thanks to R2UK over there on that platform formerly known as Audioboo, and I guess her name on Voicebo is Art2. It's an app, IFTTT, to work around to where you get that link using the RSS feeds. And our friend here on Audio, SM2N, sort of gave us a sort of a hint that, hey, there's something out there called Yahoo Pipe that you can utilize also. So I'm getting acquainted and really liking the RSS feeds because they're very interesting. And so I'm not going anywhere. There are people that are sort of migrating over to Voicebo, which I'm sure Brett is really thankful and grateful for. And it gets more activity, more life into Voicebo because it does have its moments when it does sit dormant. But I'm still here. I don't post as much. But it's fun this last couple weeks, I guess, listening to people on Voicebo, as well as over there on that platform formerly known as Audioboo. people sort of get the indication they're leaving and whatever, and but you don't really leave until you shut down your account, and I don't think people are going to be doing that, because you never know what might happen over there. You know, it's a big swing. It's like a pendulum. It goes back and forth. But I am staying on both platforms. And that question, the audio I do, should I stay or should I go? I can definitely tell you, I'm staying. I'm not going anywhere. I like doing the audio. I like listening to the audio. I enjoy the audio. You can get the details, the audio quality. I don't know. I'd be interested to see if what the audio quality is on the using the iPad Mini. You know, I don't. I just listen to the voice, and you can have the souped up audio recorders and all that stuff like that. But I'm not too technical in the audio quality. I can hear your voice. That's the important thing. The greater good is to do the audio and listen to it. That's how my outlook is. So I'm sticking around. I'm not going anywhere. I appreciate all the information that people are putting out there concerning the IFTTT app, as well as Yahoo Pipe. Makes this thing we call the internet interesting to use, as well as the audio that we use. So I'm sticking around. You have a good one. Live life. Have fun, especially doing the audio. Ciao for now. Peace. Decisions bugging me. Decision, they molest us. If you don't want me, set me free. Set me careless, me. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Hey, don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?